Why am I even amused by that?
Because it's stupid, and everyone knows that stupid things are the funniest things.
So, shall we have a delve then?
Have a delve in a box.
Go on, then. Get right into it.
I was going to pass it to you to have a rummage.
All right. Okay. Hang on. Here we go then. Oh, got one. I've plucked something out. Oh, fuck. I've tipped it all over the floor. No, Tom's caught it with his foot.
Woohoo!
Blimey. What? Shall I read them out then?
Yeah, go on then.
Should we explain what this actually is?
Yeah, I was going to say, having looked at it, you can explain it to me first.
Now, this is just random things put into a box by our friend Nicola.
Right.
In case we are wanting inspiration.
Ah, we do need inspiration.
So really, it's to give us something. We might not find anything to talk about, but we may.
Well, this looks like a double-up suggestion. I've got here, trampolines. Google Maps, the world has got spots.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one.
Still.
Well, on Google Maps, the world does have spots because of the little dots that they put on to denote various things, don't they?
Yes. So they are like spots. They're not trampolini spots, though.
But if you do click on one, it does burst.
Ugh.
Covers your computer in pus.
Ugh.
And if you do it on a trampoline, then you get a headache.
Mm.
And pussy fingers.
There is actually, there's a guy that does freelance work for us at work who has a trampoline, and a colleague of mine often talks to him on the phone to discuss the work that he's doing for us, and apparently he does do sort of business phone calls whilst on the trampoline, so you can hear him sort of bouncing up and down as he's talking to you.
Yeah.
Possibly.
My phone has a sort of associated app to Google Maps, which sort of tells you where things you want to... You know, things that you may want to go in, like ATMs and banks and all the rest of it.
Sorry, could you show me that last text which had a name on it?
Yes, sir.
Ah, right. We've got some degree of explanation from Nicola here.
Oh, right.
Martin is almost right. There are so many trampolines on Google Maps, the world has spots. Her sister suggested that one.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm right.
Well, that was bet you were almost right. Barely. But, right, so it's trampolines on Google Maps. There are lots. What do Google Maps denote by a trampoline? Is it just, here is a trampoline? Or does it have some kind of broader meaning?
Trampoline, I mean, we did talk about trampoline in our first ever podcast.
Trampolines and foxes, wasn't it?
Yes.
Maybe it's just to say, you know, here is a leisure centre. And everyone knows, obviously, the thing that most springs to mind when you think about the average leisure centre is... trampolines, because it's what you always do at leisure centres when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Is go on the trampoline.
A trampampoline?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, trampampalampalampoline.
You have to excuse me and Tom have been quiet. We've just been getting the details up of a special caller who's going to be coming up shortly.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, we're going to have an elderly gentleman calling us who give us some insights about comic relief from years gone by.
In the olden days.
In the olden days.
Blimey, what comic relief from before we were even born?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
That's what they used to do back then.
That is amazing. So have you ever been on a trampoline?
I have been on a trampoline and it gave me a headache.
Really?
Yeah. A bit like the bouncy... Do you remember the bouncy castles?
I do remember bouncy castles. In fact, I'm still constantly aware of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have one in your living room, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should use it as a sofa.
Well, you know, if you're going to go with furniture, do it big.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the size of the pump making the noise, though.
You do have to have the television very loud, which is why I'm now almost deaf.
Pardon?
Do the noise. Do the noise. Yeah.
You'd
be ashamed
well
of yourself.
That's mine. Two noises.
For shame. My aunt used to be a trampoline instructor.
Really?
Yeah. That there was no particular funny point to that. It just tied in with the topic. She actually was a trampoline instructor. And she did me some trampolining for my birthday one year. But I was all shy and it took me ages before I got up the nerve to go on.
How was business?
What, now? Up and down, really.
Dear. Jesus, now we're doing visual prompts for lousy
tests. Yeah. Wow, Nicola says she's seen topless trampolining, but let's not lower the tone.
No, let's.
It'd be hard to lower it much lower anyway, no. Wouldn't it? Topless trampolining.
There was that chap who was on Blue Peter, wasn't he? He was trampolining.
He was a trampolinist.
And he took drugs. Oh no, came out as gay. That was it. There was
yeah, one or the other.
I thought. Did he not get sacked for? I thought it was drug fueled orgies that he got.
That
sacked
was
for.
It. Yeah, something fun. Anyway.
He was a naughty boy.
Yeah. Quite nice. Yeah. He got done for doing the dun.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can get away with as a Blue Peter presenter, but doing the dun is just unforgivable.
It wasn't the first, of course. It was the first, but Richard Bacon was the second, wasn't he? Is it Richard Bacon?
Yes.
Richard Bacon did get.
Richard Bacon, who is now very, very poor on Radio 5 Live.
Yes. So tell me, what was it like to be a lady? Have you got breasts and everything?
Is that what he's like? I keep meaning to listen, because I know he angers up Tom's blood so much, I think he's got to be worth a listen.
It's worth it because he is as bad as Alan Partridge. It's just he's not a comic character, and so it's inexcusable that he's even given the job. But they were doing a live broadcast from the Royal Ballet the other week, and he said that he was surprised that there wasn't more pink being worn around the place.
Oh!
He's that bad.
pink.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm taking a photo of Nicola's box to post to Twitter.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
It's so kind. We do this occasionally. We'll take a photograph of something. We'll all stop.
Yeah.
As if it's going to spoil the picture.
I mean, it's still, you know... I don't know.
Words will make it go out of focus.
We're all still impressed by the magic of technology that allows Tom's telephone to take a picture that he can then put up that other people can see. It is literally magic.
Yeah. Mine takes photos as well. My landline, I just have to type them in using the keypad into a sort of basic form of machine code, and it's decoded at the other end.
Oh, that's
by
very
Colossus.
Clever. Yeah. But it can't go out to everyone. It will only go to your mum.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's got a Colossus
and it just dictates the numbers to her, and then she has to think about and get. She's got an enormous. It's like a sort of 5 meter long rack of coloured pencils.
Yeah,
and as she gets the numbers in, she grabs the pencils and scribbles little dots.
Yeah,
and then has to put it on a board right down the other end of the garden, so it all merges in, and suddenly there's your picture.
Yeah,
but you know, all it takes is a little typing mistake, and you've sent your mum a picture of a winky.
Yeah, and that's bad. Lots of pink pencil there.
Yeah.
Got a purple one.
This is it. This is why you keep getting texts off her saying, "Blimey, Martin, I've worn out my pink and purple pencils."
Yeah. All the time. Constantly. Never stops.
Yeah.
So yeah,
bad typing.
So that's trampolines and dotty Google.
Dotty Google Maps. And now I've rolled up that suggestion into a little lump, and I'm going to flick it at Martin. Here we go. There we go. Oh, straight off the forehead. Spot on.
Oh,
he's crying now.
It's made of lead, was that?
Sharp, you whiner. It's not bleeding that much.
I'm not a whiner, I'm a wino. Honestly, we're proud people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your paper? You want to go around getting lead paper?
Yeah.
Lead paper?
Lead paper.
Yeah. Bad stuff. But it cost me £2, did that paper? It's great. Yeah, talking about how much paper cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been asked a question.
Okay,
have we?
I'm not quite sure why they think we're expert enough to answer this, but do either of you two guys know, can cormorants use johnnies?
Johnnies what?
Doesn't really say.
I think it can.
Uses phone, uses pen.
Well, there's no apostrophe.
I know how
finickety you are when it comes to punctuation.
I think cormorants, they're seabirds, aren't they, cormorants?
They're certainly water birds, I believe.
Yeah, I think they use them to troll for fish. They cut a hole in one end, and then they drag it through the water, and the fishes get stuck in it, and then they pull it out, and it slowly drains out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bit like a shag.
Yeah.
A cormorant.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Never mind.
Fuck off when you're blowing.
That does remind me, though, back in the days when Tom and I were at Durham, as we were walking back to our house... from town back to the house that we both shared in the second year.
Yeah.
There was for a time an old car seat jammed on the weir in the weir, and on top of that used to perch the wise old car seat cormorant of Durham City.
Oh.
And we'd see that quite often. And it was
once.
quite often. And it was old, long-standing northeast tradition that when you saw the wise old car seat cormorant, I mean, this went back from long before there were cars or seats or cormorants, but it was still a tradition that whenever you saw the wise old car seat cormorant, you had to give a big bow and say, "Good morning, Mr. Cormorant.
That's impressive.
How's things?"
If you
and
go
you
to
get
the,
good luck.
If cool. you still go to the main gate of the cathedral and gaze at the stone walls at midnight when it's a full moon and the second Sunday in the month, you can see etched, magically appearing in the stone, picture of the cormorant on the car seat.
Yeah.
Oh,
on the
amazing.
Weir.
Yeah.
Remarkable stuff.
Weir?
Durham.
Dearie
bollocks.
Yeah, there was the cormorant, the fish counter, which was always disappointing. They installed a fish counter while we were there, and they didn't have no whelks, no cockles, no jelly deals.
No, it was rubbish.
Fuck off.
It was just a bit of plastic that went down a slope in the river.
Yeah,
I had a job as a fish counter once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did it smell?
Terrible. Comedy old. Comedy old.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was also a man in a wither.
Man in a wither?
Man in a wither,
yeah.
Yeah. Was he in a boat?
No, he's just standing in the river.
Oh, that's nice.
That was our friend Craig, who we thought was a bit nuts. Because he was just walking along and he went, "Man in the wither." And it wouldn't have been beyond him just to say that randomly.
All right.
But so. There was a man standing in the river, fly fishing.
For J.R. Hartley's cock.
Ooh, it's nearly sing-song time.
It is, yeah.
It's
quarter past, isn't it?
Quarter past.
Yes.
It's a quarter two that our elderly friend's ringing in. So,
is it?
Looking forward to that.
Ooh.
It'll be nice. I like it when elderly people ring in.
Yeah, it's really old. Mm-hmm. Like 100.
Half past, did you say?
Quarter two. And it gives me a chance to patronise somebody, because I don't get to patronise many people these days.
Do you not?
No.
Mr. George Pin.
George Pin.
I'm looking forward to hearing from
him. Yeah, so am I.
Ooh.
His relation to the Pims family.
Probably, yeah.
I want to get some free booze out of him.
He likes a bit of Pims.
Well, it's funny you say out of him, because that's how they make it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They sweat it.
Oh, right. Out of elderly people?
Specifically out of the elder members of the Pim family.
Blimey.
Yeah. That's why they all carry squeegees around with them, so they can scrape their faces off into a bottle.
No wonder it's so expensive. I mean, like £200 a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't grow on trees, you know.
Yeah. It's like first pressed olive from on the buses. That costs a fortune as well.
Yeah.
And then it goes near the end, and it becomes really crude. It just goes fat.
That's just yeah.
It's not good.
It's
good.
So is
yeah,
it?
So shall I just do it now? Because we seem to
rigged up.
We could do.
I think I will take your song as an excuse to go and visit the little boy's room.
Aha.
So I'll let you get yourself to the mic.
Damn it, I was going to do that.
Now, people, quick refresh, and you can actually see Martin move.
Oh, too late, he's sat down again.
Yeah. No, I will be standing up in a sec, I just need to do...
I was going
to
say, I stood up for mine, I'm damned if you're sitting.
Yes.
I want to see movement.
Yes, I need
whoa,
to...
Whoa, fuck
I got the levels a bit wrong there, dearie, sorry about
Limey.
That.
Oi, what?
God.
I think a couple of people have fallen. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God to suffer the marriage of these two people. If anybody hates them so much they want to punch them in the face, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Get on with it.
All right, okay. Drop that down a bit. Don't like that much echo. That's just too much, isn't it?
You can have too much echo.
You can indeed.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, once again, somebody's doing something, we stop.
Yep.
I was waiting for the noise to come in. Here we go.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me, the love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight, and you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you though, you hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me, baby, tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love. Oh, taint my love. You have tainted my love. Right, give us some money. Go to www.justgiving.com/thegentleman's review. Thank you very much. Woo!
Hey!
Woo!
Woo! Very good.
Why, thank you, sir. I wasn't practicing.
Well, that was lovely, wasn't it?
don't speak to me for a second.
Tom's nearly sat on himself then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, my everything's falling apart.
Have you just tried to put the broken pop screen up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone wonky now. Oh, it's really wobbly now.
It's wonky, wonky, wobbly.
Yeah.
That's one that you broke from your obsessive fiddling.
What? I don't fiddle obsessively sharp. It just needs to be right. I've got to have it right.
I think you could have said that better.
You could have said it in a Swedish accent.
Yeah.
Ah, got it. I've got it. I made it work again. Pop, 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 pop. No more pops.
Are you having to hold it now for the rest of the time?
Might do.
You might be better if you just snap it off completely, then you could grip the sharp end between your teeth.
Yeah.
And then just speak like that for the rest of it.
Sort of flamenco broadcast.
Yeah.
Sing, sing, sing.
That'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Suck my teeth.
Mm.
Don't suck my teeth.
I wouldn't know.
No, no. No. They don't come out anymore.
No.
Not since I had that new fixative fitted.
It's quite difficult to suck someone else's teeth as well.
Yeah, I you'd have to get them in and really sort of...
It's
a bit bad. It's all molars in your face. It's never the best thing. Aww. So what is the best thing?
Yeah.
Best thing ever.
What's the best thing ever?
A bee in a little Superman outfit.
Hang on, I'm just... Yeah. Yeah, that is possibly the best thing ever. Yeah.
Because bees can't... Bumblebees, of course, I'm talking about. Apparently they can't technically fly.
Yeah, that's
but
bollocks.
But they do, so it's rubbish.
Yeah, that is bollocks.
Yeah, it's like saying...
It's proof of God.
It's proof that people are fucking idiots. It's
proof of the pudding.
Yes.
All sorts of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So ooh, that's just added. I'd actually got a list of things that really, really get on my tits.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah.
But you've just given me one.
Have I?
Yeah. which I had not planned. It's not much of a rant, but people on radio, people who get, like, taxpayers' money... put into their account.
Yeah.
Well, license fee payers' money. You know, proper correspondence and reporters and all the rest of it. Say the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, that annoys me. And it's very slack.
Proof of the pudding is...
There's nothing more likely to make me throw a radio across the room than that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although they're wise to it now. If it's on 5 Live Drive, they do say we'll get texts.
Quite right, too.
Too freaking right.
Yeah.
£415.
Blimey, it really is flying up, isn't it?
What's our target?
500.
Can we stop when we get to 500?
That'd be good. So, where were we? Let me see. Of course, Tom Cousins has given us £10. Michael Gove's stupid pop face has given us £20.
Hey. Sorry.
Richard Peel has given £20.
Hey.
Chris Lim has given us £10.
Hey.
And Anonymous has given us 15. It won't stay anonymous for long. It's when as soon as you give anything, it pops up as anonymous. But I'm sure that person will leave a message shortly.
Oh. Ooh, Nicola is retweeting pictures of her box all over the interweb.
Ooh.
And that's today's throat singing section.
That was very good.
What if you could throat sing a known tune? What would good?
What's the technique?
It's basically just to resonate.
Make a low noise.
Resonate your larynx.
Give us a song.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got to start.
Yeah,
that's the way it works.
Yeah.
That just was the theme to Yes Minister?
Yep, it's very slow.
See, it's instantly recognisable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then
again, the first bit of the Yes Prime Minister tune is very easy because it's just... Ding dong, ding dong, ding, diddly.
Ding, just fading out there.
Ding dong, ding, diddly, diddly, ding dong, diddly, dong, 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 dong.
Never mind your obsession with dong.
Big bad dong.
Actually, one of the other things that we were going to ask people to send in was examples of really stupid things that they've done.
That's me.
Over last week.
Yeah.
It was only last week that I was sat watching a DVD with my girlfriend, Joanne.
Yeah.
And it was a nice Marple, and it was just starting, and it was a very one-sided conversation and very short, and went thus, me saying, I'm sure she's been in a Marple before.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, she has, because she was the murderer.
All right.
Oh, it might be this one.
You absolute knob.
At least you didn't say, I'm sure she's been in a Marple before. It's Joan Hickson.
Yeah.
Were you watching the new Marple?
It was the new, it was the ultra new Marple.
Is that where she's in her sort of early 20s and drives around on a motorbike?
Yeah.
And,
gun.
Yeah.
You got me this time, Marple!
Where there's like a crop top and a miniskirt.
An off's baddies.
Yeah. So, give us a shout with stupid shit what you have done. Tweet it to us with the hashtag GRCRLive.
Yes, and Tom and Andy will look at it because I'm getting frightened at the moment because people are talking to us.
Email it to... is it Chaps or The Chaps?
The Chaps
at thegentlemansreview.com.
Something tells me, I really should have picked a more pithy name for this podcast.
What, than The Gentleman's Review?
Yeah.
I'd rather like it still.
I think it's long.
I've started using TGR. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I suppose
it's very good.
I suppose it's a bit like TGI, isn't it? It's,
In as much as two of the three letters are similar and the other one is a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God it's Smiley.
What's Smiley? What R is Smiley?
I'm Smiley.
Oh, you're Smiley.
Oh, sly.
Oh, Stuart Cardo just giving us £15. Thank you, Stuart.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
We are still broadcasting, aren't we?
I've no idea.
I'll just check. Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Can you check?
Yeah, we're doing the broadcasting.
Feed
That's
it
nice.
Back through and see what happens.
Oh, I did that the other day. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah.
It kind of goes...
I should say that is more technical than just waiting for someone
well,
to tweet.
Well, if you say it's got a 10-second sort of delay as it goes through the pipes, then really all we need to do is do 10 seconds of absolute solid gold and then pipe it back through and it'll just... whang round, and I'm assuming it will get funnier the more times it goes through the system.
Yeah, it's like a large hydrogen collider, or whatever, a hadron.
It'll concentrate it.
A large hadron.
Yes, we have we have confirmation from Anarcarnate. We are still on.
Oh, hey,
that's good. Thank you.
Because you know, we are locked out, actually, locked away from the world today.
I've just totted up all the people that you've mentioned so far, and that's double figures. So I owe you a pound.
Yes, you do. For what?
for a number of listeners we were going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I thought you were quick enough to go with that. So obviously,
I'd forgotten we'd made that bet. Yeah.
Oh, hey. Dug me out of it.
Although, I will have to concede that I owe you that pound back because you won on the sweepstake of how long we could talk about 24-hour panel people before Martin steered us off on some irrelevant sidetrack.
Well, it was 35 seconds bang on, but he was talking about Walliams, so it was sort of related.
Yeah, well, I think whichever way, I think it was nearer to your estimate than mine, so you win.
I used to have a really long attention span. I don't any...
Do the noise!
All right.
Yeah.
Made a bad joke.
Better. Oh, here we go. Here's something. Are we allowed to mention people's Who-related tweets? Because they're going to drop off the bottom of the screen before Doctor Who hour, I think.
Yeah. Can't you favourite them?
All right, I'll do that. Hang on. I'll right. Wow. Cover for me. I'm doing fiddly shit.
I'm covering him now. Dun, da, da, da. Cover music. Cover music. I'm doing the cover music. Well, it's more of a song, really, isn't it? It's less than anything else. Anyway, we don't have to cover because we've got two people talking.
Yeah. So I was wondering when you'd remember.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's that in the corner again?
Here, catch this and have a rummage.
I'm going to grab all the Nicholas box.
Right.
Have a sniff as well. It's quite free.
Here we go. Mm. Favoritized.
Right. Marvellous. Opening it now.
Have a look. Did we do a jingle? Or did we come up with something we could sing because we don't do jingles?
For Nicholas Box? Yeah.
I did quite a few things, but of course, because my computer got a virus, I can't access any of those drives to do anything.
How do you
open it? It's all sealed up.
I bet you didn't do Blimey. A Nicholas Box jingle.
Oh, there it is. There we go.
Right. Would it get the klaxon if I made some kind of comment about Martin being incompetent at opening a lady's box?
Let's see.
Yes, it would. I'd just like to apologise for that.
Feel all cold now.
What, because of the poor comment or the chastisement from the poor joke hooter?
Who has told the biggest lie?
Ooh.
I think, well, biggest lie.
Richard Nixon? Or is this just between the three of us? We're not guessing ever.
Oh, between the three of us, I can think of one which was quite... Big.
Yeah, what was that?
What was that? Do tell.
I pretended to be heterosexual for years. No, that was quite a big lie. But no, I was working as an office temp.
Yes.
And when you work as an office temp, you take a lot of sick days. You know, you don't get paid for them, but you might as well. You know, you don't get paid that much. You might as well enjoy yourself. So one day, I rang in to say that I had a subtuberculose hemorrhage. Because I've been suffering from tuberculosis,
right.
And then I went into work, and the woman said to me, "Oh, you shouldn't really be here. We've got a pregnant woman in the office. We don't want you to come into work because you've had TB. So we're going to pay you for 2 weeks' wage, and you can go home now."
Blimey!
So that was the most bad I felt, because that was a horrible, pretty much a horrible thing to do to anybody. But you know. I had to get 2 weeks' wages.
Yeah. What on earth possessed you to make up something so serious?
I was running out.
Everyone else just goes, oh, yeah, I've got a bit of food poisoning. I'm a bit squitty.
Everybody else does that, so it's obviously going to sound fake, so I wanted to make something sound plausible.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because having eaten something that disagrees with you is completely unbelievable, whereas nearly dying from a tuberculosis-related hemorrhage happens all the bloody time.
And I think I'd only heard the word tuberculosis from an episode of the Sherlock Holmes series. I was watching that particular day. So just whatever was on the television. If House had been on now, I'd have had loads of material. Yeah. It could have been a lupus or an adenoma. I noticed that features quite a lot.
Yeah, you don't want to say it's lupus because it's never lupus.
No. I mean, they don't say lupus very often, but they say adenoma quite a lot.
Do they?
In series two.
What's it mean?
What is it? It's a thing on a thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of them things.
Oh, where it gets in your thing and it does the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad is the thing.
People die.
Yeah. Die of disease.
Die of the thing.
Your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you need your thing. It's a vital organ.
It's what got Queen Victoria in the end.
Really? What? The thing?
The thing, she died of the thing, yeah. She was quite young when she died. She was only about 90 or something, wasn't she?
Yeah. Barely a child.
No. In Victorian times, they used to live longer. They had lower mortality rates back then. People used to live regularly until 200.
Mm.
In fact, they're living. Some of them are still living now.
Yeah, in fairness, years weren't as long back then, though.
No, until the government decided to put something in the water to make people live less so they didn't have to pay as much pension out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Oh, it's bloody social engineering, if you ask me.
Yeah. Injustice.
Yeah.
Mm. Injustice. Can anybody say justice these days without doing an impersonation of...
I don't think so, no.
Justice.
yeah.
Good old Brassai. Was it Brassai or was it Day to Day?
Yeah.
I merged them into one.
It was Day to Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where my money'd be.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, we have a bit of a response to the lying one. Nicola Woolhouse says, I only lied, I broke my fingers. I strapped them up for 2 weeks after and got out of work stuff.
Hey! Hopefully it's not her current employee.
Big old liar.
Well, you know. I think we give a public service, allowing people to pick up these tips.
Yeah. I just wanted to get a plaster cast made, just so that I could slip my arm into it.
Yeah.
And just regularly say, I've broken my arm. I've broken my arm again. It just kind of snapped. The old break, you know, it get weak.
Well, I was going to say, the thing is, once you have broken something, they tend to be weak, don't they? So you can just say, oh, yeah, it's me older. Yeah.
My old face. I've broken my old face again.
I'd explain how you look. Oh, dear.
Well, I'm flagging again. I'm going to go and have another cigarette.
Are you? Can you wait until I've nipped upstairs?
Yeah, you go and have your whittle.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah,
don't. God, I'm breaking everything.
Do not abandon me, whatever you do.
Abandon all hope, all you enters, Andy.
Yes.
He's got teeth up there.
Teeth?
Yeah.
Teeth? There's something wet.
You. Not me.
The foam's gone.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. Apparently the foam's gone.
That's good.
Do you hear that, dear? The foam's gone.
Yes.
Yes, is the foam gone?
It's gone. I think it may have crawled away. There's like a wet trail into your bedroom.
Oh, right. Ooh. Right.
There's some sort of foamy creature living down your toilets.
Yeah, that was it. That was the original storyline for The Hand of Fear. It was just going to be some foam on a toilet. And they found it in a quarry. And it went up Sarah Jane.
That was my the Doctor Who story where I possibly bonded most with Joanne was Hand of Fear, because it features both a pathologist and a geologist.
Ah. I just love the idea of them bombing it in again. There were no explosions. Yes, it's just absorbed all the explosions. Yes. Was that Hand of Fear? Yes, of course it was. I'm just going blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Yeah, just Doctor Who talk. Sometimes in my head, occasionally, Who stories merge into one. And even though there are two stories I'm thinking of, and one had John Pertwee in it, so completely different Doctor. So, but we'll talk about that in the Doctor Hour.
Doctor, ooh, less than half an hour away.
Yes, and less than quarter of an hour until our friend George Pym is calling.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Find out what happened in the olden days.
Yeah.
Before we were all born.
What particular brand of cigarette do you want?
Marlboro Lights.
Marlboro Lights.
It's what I used to smoke in the olden days before I stopped.
I still think Andy's right. You should have a pipe.
Yeah.
You should get the baggie out of those into your pipe and smoke that and like it. Otherwise, you're betraying us. You're no longer a gentleman of the review.
Oh. But then again, it's just so much more annoying when I'm stood outside dressed like this anyway. I stand outside smoking a pipe, and it's just going to be white van men driving past going, what was that guy who drove past me once and I was smoking a pipe outside?
Did he not just say, you're smoking a pipe?
Yeah, that was it. That was his response.
What?
And,
an absolute fucking genius.
Right, I'm flagging, so I'm going to go.
Go on. Get yourself some nicotine.
Hey, blimey. These things move, don't they? I don't actually have to squeeze in the tiny gap. I could actually move it out of the way. Bloody hell. I'm badly arranged. This is going to be gold.
Are you right?
For the listeners, this is... Oh, barely. I hope the webcam's not going off right now. While I'm sorting the boys out. Here we go. I'm back.
Well, we got the good one, because the good one refreshes quite a high rate.
Hey. Yeah.
You could almost get like, proper motion off it.
Well, what were you talking about? Someone's just tweeted that it's just got riveting.
Yes.
It was very boring for a second.
Ah, right.
Now, Martin was making a big play of how we have to eat all healthy stuff, because...
Yeah, where is all this healthy stuff he claims to have got in?
That's the stuff that keeps you awake, but I say loads of E-numbers and sugar keeps you awake.
So ooh, I'm unwrapping
my massive bars of
Tom's
chocolate.
Tom's just got out some enormous bars of chocolate. So while we... what are these?
They're sort of...
Sugarland Peach Loops. Bloody hell.
That's what they are.
Let's. I might just sit here for at least a minute holding them up to the camera until it refreshes. God. I can actually feel them dissolving my teeth. Yeah. So while we don't have Martin's prodigious talent for chuntering, have we got anything else we need to ask the punters to tell us about, or is it just stupid stuff?
Well, if there's any matters of debate that they want clearing up, we can do that for them.
Oh, right, yes.
For instance, Martin was wanting to find out the other day whether astrology had any place in deciding whether or not there's going to be an earthquake.
Ooh, that is an interesting question. I think I have an opinion on that.
Ooh, I think I possibly do too. Although it may be contrary opinion to yours.
Well, let's hope so.
However, if anyone listening does have any matter that they want us to clear up, we will quite happily debate it for you.
Do ask.
In an intellectual style, it is guaranteed not to descend into name-calling and fighting.
No, no, no. That couldn't possibly happen. You stupid, specky tit.
You fat man. I think I shall have myself a peach loop for that.
Oh, it's weird. They don't really taste of peaches, but the smell that comes up the back of your mouth into your nose does sort of smell a little bit peach flavouring-y.
Yep, precisely. That's good quality. You know why? Mm. You know where they're from? Do you know?
Where
can you guess?
Are they maybe from Lidl?
They are from Lidl.
Oh, it is the really. We should ask them for sponsorship.
Everything in Lidl is made in Germany, and
yes.
Therefore it's better for you because they've got proper organically raised E numbers and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, all their E numbers come from little small family run E number farms, not like the industrial concerns you get over here.
Yeah, they can all run around in the yard free, breathe the air.
Well, they don't so much run as scuttle. E-number scuttle.
Well, apart from the colourings, we don't talk about them.
No. It'll make the children cry.
Yeah. Yeah, they are rather good.
Ooh, Neil Peters just tweeted he's listening to us where he can, but he will, of course, skip Doctor Who Hour.
Why is that?
I can only assume. I think reading into that, he is essentially calling anyone who likes Doctor Who a cunt.
I say that's not wrong.
Seems a bit cheeky to me.
Tut tut.
Yeah.
I didn't think we had such strange people listening to us.
Well, I'll just go to show it takes all types, doesn't it?
It does take all types. Yep. I was just thinking that very same thing. I'm a bit worried that I'm not going to be able to remove the taste of peach from my mouth at any time in the near future.
Near future? Any time for the rest of your life. It's an odd... They've done a nice job of combining the sort of soft foam and jelly into one fairly digestible sweet.
I can't see any guaranteed peach to the grave disclaimers anywhere on this packet. Guideline daily amount for a typical adult.
Oh.
Two peaches.
I'm puzzled that there are, any... recommendations. Surely the guideline daily amount for shit like this is just don't eat it at all.
Why do they sell it in such big bags?
Yeah. Given that this will probably kill us within about 3 hours of eating it, if they sold it in small bags, they'd only get a small amount of money off you before he died. At least, they can get a... However much that cost, I'm guessing if it's from Lidl, a big bag like that cost upwards of 40p.
You said we had to eat fresh fruit, Martin. Why are you dissing my peaches?
Yeah. Where's our healthy snacks, Martin? Go and get us some healthy snacks.
That's the only reason we've resorted to this tat is because we haven't had any carrot sticks.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do that in a sec.
And some coffee. Strong coffee. Coffee that tastes of coffee and not of bitter. Oh, you'll never guess what happened when you were out.
Yeah.
Neil Peters called you a cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Well, strictly speaking, no, but he said he wasn't, he said he wasn't listening to Doctor Who Hour, which I concluded meant that he was saying that anyone who liked Doctor Who was a cunt.
Well, they're probably right, you know.
Mm.
Is it worth just leaving it an extra hour, so when he comes back after that?
Oh, psych! Yeah, we should do that.
So he's still listening now, and now he won't know. Will he not want to fall for that? Will he start listening into that hour? Playing with his brain.
Things he might be listening now, so...
That's what I was saying.
Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin in the membrane.
In which case, we leave it 2 hours. But he's not going to listen to that as well.
Shh. God damn it. Block your ears for the next couple of seconds.
Yeah. Current total, £415.50. We're nearly at the total I have to do with my shit piece of old comedy.
Have you got a slot for it, or are you just going to do it as soon as we hit the magic amount?
As soon as we hit 500. Hey. And unless somebody's on the phone or anything, we'll do it.
Blimey.
Pewter Squiddle.
It's so exciting, yeah.
Why is it done in a Liverpoolian accent?
Because that's when he did it. He did it at that gig. In fact, he didn't do it at that gig in Liverpool, and I was saying all the audience there would be clamouring for it.
But we said the Pewter Squiddles. Oh, the squiddles.
Yeah. Oh, God. I feel violated by that sweet.
Is that another cum sweet?
I think it was.
Yeah, but you're going to have another one, aren't you?
Wait, so it's jelly on one side and cum on the other.
Mm. Jelly on the plate. Jelly on the plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on the plate. Cum on a child.
What? Hey, something better than...
Is that the first thing that comes in? Oh, all right, I've started the line with cum. What's the thing you... What's the thing you most likely come on? A child! That obviously stands to reason.
I do it off my roof.
The alternative to the jizzy, jelly peach things, the American hard gums. I don't think there's ever been a less appetizing sounding confection.
No.
Mm. But they're not that bad, though.
Yeah.
They don't sound very nice, but they're all right.
Mm. Green ones taste of acid.
What?
Wow.
LSD. Do you have a gum flashback?
Gummy flashback to yesterday. I flagged yesterday. I was doing the prep for this.
Yeah.
And that's about 2 hours where I couldn't do anything because I was mashed. Which is why I went to Lidl and bought myself loads of chocolates and sweets. And pop.
Yeah.
And spent 3 hours buzzing, typing things up, which I forgot to bring with me.
Yes. Take that, Mr. Healthy Snacks.
Yeah. In your face.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my face, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh. Don't like my face being in.
Do you not?
No.
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 No. Put it out, then. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
So is it quarter two that magic things are happening?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Mr. George Pym is calling us, the old man from the days before we were born.
Wow.
And he's going to tell us all about the golden days of comic relief.
Cool.
I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of some questions to ask him.
How are you?
That'll do.
Yeah, that's always a good start, a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you come
where
far?
Did you bury the bodies?
Yeah, and after that, I'll tell you about the time I interviewed Windsor Davis.
Wow.
Yeah.
You interviewed Windsor Davis?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I shall tell you about that.
It's like you were some kind of proper professional at one point or other. What happened?
I drank too much.
Oh dear. Blimey.
Or not enough.
you drank the wrong amount, whatever it is.
I like the way you've boiled it down to one of those two.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello there, is that George?
Hello.
How are you, George?
I'm all right, yeah, I'm great. Is this on the radio?
It's on the internet radio.
Oh, lovely. Am I on now, then?
Yeah, you're definitely on now.
Lovely.
Hello, George. I haven't seen you since all those funerals.
Oh, they were good times, weren't they, mate?
Yeah, and I was exonerated, so I was really delighted.
Oh, that's lovely. Listen, I've put me back out earlier, so if I occasionally... Oh, God.
Oh.
Because I dropped a Mint Imperial down the back of a radiator, you see, and I couldn't reach it, and I tried to utilise a curly-whirly down the back to try and dislodge it. But that fell down the back as well, and there's hell of a whiff in here now.
Oh, no.
Well, they're not as big as they used to be. Chocolate and mint.
It's vile.
Yeah, and you just said that they're not as big as they used to be, are they?
No, this one, they're definitely not metric like they used to be. I remember Curly Whirlies, in my day, used to be about 3 foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hell of a time to eat them. And I suppose the point was back then you were supposed to share, but, you know, if you bought it, the others could bugger off.
You sound a bit rough there, George.
Yeah. Where are you all based then?
We're in Halifax in West Yorkshire.
Halifax?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down in Southend.
Oh, is it sunny down
yeah.
there?
Yeah. I've got a little cottage there I'm renting from, what's that fella called? The fella on the telly, what's his name? He does the wildlife stuff.
Oh, is it Chris Packham?
Chris Packham.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Packham, he's my landlord.
Have you ever talked to him about his hair?
Well, I usually, when he comes in, if he's going to fix the boiler and whatnot, I just point and laugh, and I consider that job done. You know, he owns about 15 flats around here, actually. He's he's a little tyrant, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my
God. This place used to be an area of natural beauty, then he came and smashed it to pieces.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, you'd think, what, with him loving the old birds and that, but no, there's 20 acres of wetland gone. And this is where I am.
Oh, my God. So you're calling today to talk to us about the olden days of Comic Relief.
Well, yeah, that's right. Comic Relief was, I think the very first one was in 1954.
Oh.
I remember that because I think it was done by the two people who started it all off. That was, what's he called? Lance Percival and Irene Handel. They were the first people to ever do it, live from BBC TV Centre.
Oh, my God. Did they wear full evening dress back then?
Absolutely, everyone did. And we all got letters sent to our homes about 2 weeks before the programme saying that we must all be in formal dress ourselves. If you didn't, you would get a fine.
Oh, my God. They were strict days, weren't they?
They were strict days. But we had a lot of fun. I remember on the very first one, Dame Vera Lynn, she did the Lambada with a very young William G. Stewart of the time, who was very lithe.
Oh.
That was an awful amount of fun. And we had a young fella called Roger De Courcy. He was a young man then who, of course, became famous, didn't he, later,
yeah.
for his Nookie Bear.
Oh,
but he didn't have Nookie back then. This was pre-Nookie. And what he did, he had this little character called Hitler the Flea.
Yeah.
Hitler the Flea. Who wants to talk to Hitler the Flea? And he put this, it looked like a full stop, and he just put it on his knee, and then he pretended the flea was talking. I don't think anyone was having it, and I think he gave that up after a while, and obviously stuck his hand up the bear, and all the rest is history. We did all sorts back then. I remember during the Comic Relief, the one person, they sent in a telegram pledging 4 guineas if John Le Messier would bareback Muffin the Mule. I remember that. That was a lot of fun. George Formby did a rap called called the Rastafarian Ration Book with a young Kenny Lynch. I don't think that went down too well. And, of course, you know, like anything, it was live, so anything could go wrong.
Oh, my goodness. What did they make the red noses out of those days? Because they kind of...
Lead.
Like, lead.
Lead. Yeah, lead back then. They weighed about a kilogram back then, so you had to keep your head tilted back and plaster a smile on your bloody face. But, yeah, as I say, controversy as ever, you know. I remember in 1955, Joyce Grenfell said, "Fuck sticks!" really loud.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of a report. That, you know, that didn't go down well. I think the biggest faux pas, I seem to remember, was when they said they were going to go over to do a live report from Africa, and it was supposed to be with Pat Coombs,
yeah.
you see. And clearly the BBC back then didn't have the money to go to Africa, you see, so they just stuck a camera down at Brixton and hoped for best, you know. But people noticed, and it got into hell of a problem, hell of a pickle with it. And there was another one where Roy Hudd, he called Barry Took a Cunt live on air. That really kicked off, that did, because I remember Barry on Points of View just didn't read any of the letters that week. He just kept saying, "Roy Hudd's a cunt." and that went on for about 10 minutes. That was a nightmare. That was.
Is that when he went to work in America writing?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that is exactly. If you read the memoirs, just join up the dots, and you'll see that actual fact there. But we had them all on back then, you know. As I say, Charlie Drake, Eric Sykes, you know, Arthur Askey, Ted Ray, Charlie Chester, Jimmy Edwards, you know, Arthur Lowe, Tony Hancock. They were all there doing their bit. It's just that they all steadfastly refused to go on with each other because of the egos, you see. So back then, BBC TV Centre had 423 separate studios for the live show. You know, you can imagine there were obviously mix-ups. But the one I remember the most, because I was working out in a farm just after the war, because, I hated the wife, I just wanted to get out. But that's another story. But I remember a camera crew came down live then for that one, because Barbara Woodhouse was dressed up as a border collie, one man and his dog. And there was a lot of fun, her running around in a dog suit, you know, biting sheep and all that. It was a lot of fun. Awful lot of fun there. And of course, the newsreaders back then, they got up and did a dance. That was good. Old Frank Phillips and Oliver Liddell. Yeah, they got up. I seem to remember they did the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Yeah, which was good. Yeah, so a lot of fun. And I remember at the end of the very first Comic Relief, we raised £4.
Wow.
Which, you know, was very good back then.
It's £1 million in modern money, isn't it?
It was £1 million in anyone's money back then, to be honest. Yeah. So what have you guys been doing for Comic Relief? Have you been, getting into a bath of beans and flicking it and all that? I don't know what you do.
We decided that because beans would be an insult to the people in Africa, because it's food.
To be honest, if I was living down in Nigeria and someone said, here you go, Mush, here's a nice plate of beans. Mm. By the way, before you tuck in, Floella Benjamin's been doing the bloody backstroke in it. It would put you off, wouldn't it?
It would.
It'd put you off. You'd say, no, thank you, I'll have me corned beef. Bugger off.
Yeah, so we did it in pot noodles.
Pot noodles? Yeah. What are they?
They're kind of like a Japanese food, but
Japanese.
Or Chinese. They put in a pot,
Chinese.
and you put hot water on them, and then
like the sort of stuff they have up in NASA.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they turn it like worms.
Lovely. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I've never tried one of them. I might put it on my shopping list, actually.
Yeah, you should do.
It could be a lot of fun. So, how many of you are doing all this then today? Up in the studio where you are.
There are three of us. There's me, Andy, and
Hello.
Tom.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, I heard a bit from them then.
Yeah.
One of them don't say much, does he? He's like a little ventriloquist dummy or something. But you can tell it's the other one doing the voice, because it's exactly the same. But it's funny, the little fella sits on the end with the glasses on and the waistcoat. He's a funny fella, isn't he?
Oh, he makes me laugh all the time.
He's good. I like him. It makes me laugh. Because I'm watching it on my old Bakelite computer. And I can see you every 30 seconds. I see a flash as one of you sort of runs to the... to the bathroom to be sick. I can see that. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it's stressful stuff, this, you know.
It is, isn't it? And how much have you raised so far? Bearing in mind that I probably will try and claim about £4.50 back, if you don't mind the call.
No,
that doesn't put a dent in it, but, you know, I've got to live.
We've currently raised £415.50.
God, blimey!
It's not bad, is it?
That's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and you are going to give it to them, aren't you? You're not going to go down Wetherspoons and go mental.
Well,
one and all that.
Well, we might do with a £15.50 because it's really cheap in Wetherspoons these days.
I mean, is it? Yeah. Well, I suppose if you go over to 500, the rest is yours, isn't it? To do with what the earlier one.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you could actually use that money for sort of anti-charity work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's good. You know, and they dare to say that the British don't give any more.
Exactly.
But we do, don't we? We dig in deep when we need to.
We do.
And when we don't need to, we just sit and laugh.
Yeah.
Tends to be a switch on the news now and go, God, blimey, I'm glad I don't live there. And then, bloody hell, Jesus Christ, look what's going on down in London. Christ, I wouldn't want to live there. Bloody hell. Yeah. And when are you doing the Doctor Who Hour? Because I'm a big fan of Doctor Who. Of course, I remember, I'm so old, I remember when Doctor Who was a documentary.
Oh, really? I'll ask Tom, because he's our man. It's 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock we're going to do.
2 o'clock, lovely, because I can do quite a good impression of a TARDIS, actually.
Cool. Can you do it now?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. Hang on, I've got to stand up for this one, because I need to breathe first. Is that all right?
Yeah, go on.
Hang on. Here we go. Do you want it materialising or dematerialising? I'll do materialising, yeah. Actually, because that's easier on the lungs.
Okay.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to take a couple of breaths. Here we go.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
That is damn good.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I have to lay down for a minute now, actually. Christ, from down here, I can see the Mint Imperial.
Oh, well.
Look at it. Oh, Christ, it's not alone. Jesus Christ, there's a bit of hummus down there from when me godniece came round. She didn't like it.
Oh.
Look at that. There's a Mint Imperial. There's a couple of jelly tots. There's a Maribo. But there's Star Mix, so I won't be touching them. I've got to get all this detritus from the back of the radiator.
You go and have a lie down. You sound a little bit unwell.
Yeah, good luck with it all in that.
Thank you very much, George. It's been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. As soon as I've got off the floor, I'll get back to the Baker Light and carry on listening.
Hey.
In that. All right.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Christ.
That was George Pimmer.
Oh, what a lovely bloke. Thanks for ringing in, George.
Yeah, yes. He's one of my favourite old men.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely, knowledgeable old chap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you just don't realise what they went through back then.
No, I mean, he's certainly been around, hasn't he, by the sounds of it?
Yeah, I mean most of the hardship caused back then was caused by Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Who used to drink everybody's beer ration.
Well, he didn't get that porky by giving out food, did
he?
No.
He believed that if he ate lots, then he would be a better Prime Minister.
Yeah. And in fairness, you know, we still won, so that sort of bared him out on that, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Gordon Brown tried doing the same thing, but it didn't really work. He just got a big saggy face.
Yeah. You've got to put it on all over to really get the gravitas, the bottom, even, to be a good Prime Minister.
Yeah, I mean, I do tend to put weight on all over. It's nicely distributed, so that I don't have a big belly.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a big belly, but not a big belly.
No, I think that's right. I think you're pretty much a fat fuck everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, not only in the house, in the garden.
No, wherever you go.
Yeah, as they always say, a good man has to be a fat fuck in the bedroom, a fat fuck in the kitchen, and a fat fuck in the parlour. I can't speak.
Yeah.
Oh, I really need to go and lie down. Mm. But I'm going to go and make some more coffee now, so it's over to you.
Do it. Bloody make some more coffee, because that last lot was frankly substandard. Well, the end of it was, anyway. The beginning was fine. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound overly critical of your coffee making, and you are making us coffee out of the goodness of your heart and getting up and doing it, and really I feel so ungrateful now for even mentioning it. Oh, God, Martin, can you ever forgive me?
No!
Oh, piss flaps. Oh, well, fuck him. That's very nice having a caller in, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yes, definitely. It sort of puts the rest of us to shame, really, doesn't it? I almost feel like we might as well wrap it up now.
How far are we into it now?
How far are we in? I tell you, you've got to get back here quickly to do the sound, because we've only got 45 seconds till the next hour.
Oh, right.
Quickly. Oh, he's running back. He's tripped over. Bloody hell, is he going to make it? God, oh, no, he's scrambling. He's crawling, listeners. He is literally crawling along the floor to get back to us, to get to the sound effects box before the hour ticks up. Bollocks, the wolves have got him. Hang on, he's hitting them. He's beating them off. Kick him. Kick that one in the face. In the face. I think he's got away from it. He's nearly there. He's just got, I don't know why the hell he's got a big spiky pit in his living room, but he's trying to crawl across that. Are we going to have a quick five. Four. He's just got back. I think he's reaching for the sound effects box.
One.
4 hours. Oh, dear.